Hello, everybody. This is Secret Monkey Weekend. Who are you?
I'm Ella.
I'm Lila.
They don't know this, but this is sort of a prototype for a podcast I've been thinking about. So, you know, I'm thinking about maybe having guests, but just us talking and doing, you know, just talking about what's happened during our week and try not to get too serious or too angry or anything. But I would like to maybe ask you right off the bat, what is it about me that kind of ticks you off or irritates you? What about me as Papa Jefferson irritates you?
I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth.
No, seriously. It's for entertainment value. I won't get mad.
Your movements.
Oh, my Lord. No. We're cutting that out. Okay, that will not happen. We'll find a nice edit for that. You know, we'll stay away from that. We're going to stay away from flatulence and things like that. Speak up.
You're protective over your food.
I'm protective over my food. Like what?
Like you don't share.
I don't share my food. Really? Oh, you mean the food that's in the fridge?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What is she talking about, Ella? I'm not sure. Lila, I'm not sure I quite get this. What is it about food that about me that irritates maybe you and...
I don't know, but you try and steal my food.
I try to steal your food. Is there a famous story about cake, maybe?
It was a pie.
A pie.
For Christmas one year, okay. I brought home a piece of chocolate pie. And I was really excited to eat it. And I got woken up at 5 in the morning by Jeff coming into my room saying, "Hey, do you want to share that piece of pie?" And I said, "Okay, we'll share it when I get up." And I went back to sleep. When I woke up, my pie was gone.
This is where we differ how this story goes.
No.
I think that I don't think it quite happened. Either that or I have selective hearing. Is that maybe what it is? Is that part of my problem anyway, is I hear what I want to hear?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there anything about Ella that irritates you?
No.
How about Lila that irritates you?
No.
Oh, gosh, this is going to be a boring podcast. Oh, Chester, anything about me that irritates you, buddy?
I don't think
I irritate him at all about anything.
I love you so much.
Yeah, and of course, Claudine is now in. Can you see that? There's Claudine, the white dog, in the back. What do you like about me?
Claudine just burped in my face.
Okay. Anything that you try to even the score? Like, is there anything I do that you like?
You share your expertise very generously.
My expertise? What do you mean?
Like,
my wisdom?
Your wisdom, yeah.
My wisdom. Even when you don't want to hear it?
Yeah, but also when we need it.
Okay, like what?
Like music, life advice.
Oh, good. Yeah, I want you to be good citizens. That's kind of one of my goals, is to make these kids. Yeah, Ella's not so much a kid anymore, 22, but Lila's 17. Yeah, okay, well, I'll take that. Lila? Mm-hmm. Lila?
Sorry, I'm being harassed.
This is fairly typical of our life.
Hey,
we're not putting on a show for anything here. Lila?
Spend a lot of time engaging in things you enjoy, and I think that's admirable.
Mm-hmm. You mean like practicing guitar all the time?
Guitar, just looking into things that interest you. Like,
yeah,
trains.
Well, I like to read.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Like trains.
Trains. Oh yeah, I'm a train buff. But anyway, I just this is all off top of our heads, but we, you know, thought we'd like to have some guests. I've actually talked to some people. Like, we were on the Cow Seals podcast, and there was some talk about maybe them appearing on ours, except we shut ours down like 4 years ago, and this might be an attempt to recook ours. So look at that little boy over there, or that little girl. Look at that girl. She knows she's part of the family, part of the band. We might have to start bringing them to shows. What do you think?
No.
Pass the bucket.
That's a terrible idea. They're going to destroy
everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that lipstick on the dog's head?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Lila kissed Claudine. Can Can I get this closer? Can you get that microphone not to fall?
Claudine,
look, honey.
Claudine.
You see it? That's lipstick. Oh, well.
That's my dog.
Yeah. Well, again, we're just off the top of our heads. I think one of the things is they don't want to do a podcast. They're not too crazy about the idea. But I said, you know, it's not any different than us just sitting and talking in the car or talking on the way to a gig. Well, I mean, maybe we'll even have one in, when we're in the car and we're just talking as we're driving, have the microphone kind of hanging over the back seat, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Any thoughts? Anything you want to add? This is clearly just sort of a pilot and just a rambling wreck here. Anybody?
I love the dogs.
I love my dogs.
Are you looking forward to getting back to playing again? I mean, I'm enjoying this break for sure.
I guess so. Yeah.
We were offered shows that we had to turn down because we definitely wanted to just have a break from gigging from, what was it, September, the end of September through the end of February. So we do have two shows in February. Our album has been mixed and we're still shopping to labels, but if we don't get a bite in the next, you know, I'd say by the end of the year, we'll probably just try to put it out ourselves. But we'll just see how that goes. You know, looking for a publicist, I think, and just all kinds of things. I don't know. We're not really thinking vinyl this time around. If we do, we might have to have a GoFundMe on that or something. But I don't know. Maybe if you have some thoughts on that. I mean, there were some thoughts of even just say the heck with it, just make it digital only, but I think there's a lot of people who would be disappointed in that. But you know, if it's all vinyl, you got the digital people disappointed. If it's all digital, you're gonna tick off the CD people.
We want to make it accessible as possible.
Yeah And of course the thing about CDs is, I mean, who plays CDs anymore? So why press a lot of them, you know?
Yeah,
maybe you can respond and tell us, oh, yeah, we've got to have CDs. Maybe we should have a poll. Maybe there's a poll we could set up for this. I don't know. But we're still thinking about it. I mean, if a label does it, they just do what they do. So, you know, but if we put it out ourselves, we might try something slightly different. I think we had the right amount of LPs last time, but I think we pressed more CDs than we should have. All right. Well, that's about it. You know, maybe by the time you see this, we'll have a guest tagged on to this, or maybe this will be the pilot. I don't know. This is just a little rough go through, and we're just talking off the top of our heads.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to say, Elle and Lila? This is not me gabbing all the time. I want
carpe
you
diem.
I got dirt on my sweater.
Yeah. Well, I just wish everybody the best for the holidays, whatever you observe or don't observe. I hope we see you in person. We might. I'm becoming sort of a hermit in these days, and I'd still like to see some of my friends, so you're welcome to come over anytime. And you've got plenty of dogs to, you know, keep you busy. Thanks a lot. Bye. Bye, y'all.